Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're looking at one of the most intriguing innovations to hit the wearable technology space in years, Razer's Project Motoko. If you thought headphones were just about great sound, Moto aims to turn that assumption on its head by merging premium audio with high-tech visuals and AI. What immediately jumps out about Project Motoko is its pair of integrated 4K cameras right on the ear cups, a design rarely seen in over-ear headphones. These aren't just for taking cool snapshots, they actively facilitate real-time object recognition and AI-powered interactions. Imagine wearing your headphones at a museum, pointing at a painting, and instantly receiving detailed information whispered directly into your ears. Or walking in a foreign country and asking, on the spot, for translations of shop signs or landmarks. Motoko is engineered to make all this possible, seamlessly and privately. At the heart of this concept sits a Qualcomm Snapdragon processor, making it one of the most powerful pieces of wearable audio tech on the market, even before full release. The device is also outfitted with an impressive array of microphones, ensuring that not only do you hear the world, but your headphones can hear it too. That's vital for voice controls, environmental awareness, and immersive media experiences. Integration with AI is where Motoko really sets itself apart from standard headphones, or even most smart glasses for that matter. You can interact with a suite of AI assistants, from OpenAI to Anthropic, xAI, and Microsoft's Copilot, simply by gesturing towards objects of interest with the cameras. The system processes basic queries locally, meaning your information stays with you, unless the task requires more computing power. In more complex cases, Motoko connects to your smartphone or PC and leverages cloud resources to fetch the answers. This split model creates a unique balance between privacy, performance, and connectivity, catering to different user needs and environments. Privacy is a major area where Motoko hopes to outshine existing wearables. Over-ear headphones naturally muffle outgoing sound, making your audio conversations less overheard in public spaces. In contrast, many smart glasses transmit audio in ways that are more easily picked up by passers-by. By blending the comfort and privacy of over-ear headphones with next-generation features, Razer is pushing the envelope. Then there's battery life, a crucial metric for anyone who's tired of charging gadgets midday. Razer claims Motoko will last up to 36 hours on a single charge in real-world use. For comparison, even some of the latest AI eyewear, like Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses, barely stretch to 8 hours before you need to recharge. For anyone looking at wearable tech for travel, work, or extended study sessions, this kind of longevity can make a massive difference. Given all these advancements, you might expect something this feature-packed to be pretty heavy, but early reviewers have remarked on Motoko's comfortable fit and surprising lightness. Razer has always had an eye for ergonomics, as gamers will attest, so you can expect Motoko to be not just smart, but wearable for hours. Let's talk a bit more about what sets Motoko apart from what's already on the market. Like smart glasses from big players such as Meta and Ray-Ban, the over-ear style allows Motoko to accommodate larger batteries, better speakers, and of course those high-res cameras. It's a form factor that feels both familiar and distinctly futuristic. While glasses are more conspicuous and make privacy management tricky, headphones are already accepted as personal spaces in offices, transport, and public areas. Motoko slips in, augmenting this space without the self-consciousness of wearing AR glasses in public. Now let's get into how AI transforms daily use. Imagine you're browsing books at the library, with a simple point. Motoko's cameras can identify a title and summarize it for you, all through your headphones. Or you're commuting and see a poster for an upcoming event. Within seconds, you could have translated text, details about the event, and suggestions to add it to your calendar, all triggered hands-free. The AI assistants work collaboratively, so you're never locked into one ecosystem. Whether you prefer ChatGPT's in-depth responses, Microsoft's Copilot, or more privacy-focused assistants, Motoko leaves the choice with you. It's a refreshing change in a market where many wearables are locked to one big tech company's services. As with any emerging tech, there are hurdles to cross before Motoko is ready for mass adoption. The dual 4K cameras, while dazzling, face early challenges in varied lighting conditions. Low light or odd angles can cause object recognition accuracy to dip, a problem Razer's engineers are aware of and actively working to fix before the official market launch. Early demonstrations have shown promise, but there's clearly room for refinement. Razer is investing major resources to improve the computer vision algorithms so users aren't left frustrated by misidentified objects or patchy responses. It's a classic case of software needing to catch up with the futuristic hardware. But given Razer's track record, expectations are high. Another potential concern for some users is price. While Motoko isn't officially priced yet, Razer has indicated it will be set slightly above their existing high-end headphones. If you're familiar with Razer's range, that would put Motoko somewhere north of $400 Australian dollars. This positions it for the tech enthusiast crowd and professionals, rather than as a mass-market casual item, at least for now. But if Motoko lives up to its considerable promise, it might justify that price as an all-in-one personal tech hub. Razer's marketing makes it clear they see Motoko as a flagship, not just a side experiment. They're targeting folks who want advanced features, reliability, and style in one device. That said, as with any tech, we might see features trickle down to more affordable models later on. The name Project Motoko is itself a nod to science fiction, specifically the protagonist of the Ghost in the Shell series. Like Major Motoko Kusanagi, this device represents a fusion of human experience and artificial intelligence. It's a clever branding move, signaling both futuristic aspirations and Razer's gamer roots. It'll be fascinating to see how much of that sci-fi dream becomes real over the next year as updates roll out and more users get their hands on the device. Sized up against the field, Project Motoko has the potential to carve out a new niche, one where wearability, privacy, and smart functionality aren't in competition but coexist. For professionals who regularly travel, students looking for a study edge, techies, and audio lovers, Motoko ticks many key boxes. We've yet to see how it handles harsher conditions or what the final production model will ship with, but the ambition alone has already made waves in industry media. Now let's cover broader industry implications. Motoko is not just a competitor for smart glasses. Its smart over-ear design might signal a trend where companies look beyond glasses and wristwatches for wearable innovation. Headphones already command a place of comfort in our daily lives. Turning them into personal AI hubs makes a kind of sense. If Project Motoko leads the way, don't be surprised if we see competitors scramble to release their own AI-powered headphones. There's also an interesting play for accessibility. Features like real-time translation or object narration can be a game-changer for users with disabilities. By putting powerful AI at your ears, Motoko opens up a world of inclusivity and access that most wearables can only dream of. As we move to the anticipated launch later this year, several questions remain. Will Razer finesse the camera and AI software to truly deliver on the promise of seamless natural interaction? Will partnerships with content providers or additional AI services enrich Motoko's ecosystem? And what about privacy? Will users have real control over what data is kept on device versus shared to the cloud? These are questions not just for Razer, but for the entire industry, as wearables get smarter and more intrusive. Let's face it, wearable technology has always been as much about trust as about utility. Razer's decision to process as much as possible locally on Motoko is a reassuring counterpoint to always online devices that ping your data to unknown servers. It's an approach we hope more manufacturers consider as the category matures. So, what does all this mean for you as a consumer? If you're keen to ride the wave of next-gen tech, Motoko might just be the most exciting piece of audio gear to put on your radar for 2024. Even if you're happy with your current headphones, Motoko's blend of AI, wearability, privacy, and premium audio could tempt you to think different the next time you upgrade. In summary, Razer's Project Motoko stands as a bold experiment, a hopeful leap into a future where our devices are more helpful, immersive, and protective of our digital selves. While challenges remain, the promise is real, and the evolution of personal technology just got a new contender. That's all for this episode of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.